tell them today. If there's someone you've wronged and you've not said I'm sorry,
thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. We're about to dig into the Gulf South roots of Houston-bred jazz piano man Jason Moran, now a hero in the modern sound of New York City. As much as the Downbeat Ball winner Jason Moran loves the soul and juke joint sound of Houston and its surround, he's long been drawn to the cosmopolitan life and music of Duke Ellington.
He's such an icon in so many ways, but also so attached socially to his environment, attached politically, he's attached musically, and that kind of figure is the type of figure that I strive to be.
More of pianist Jason Moran's words and music coming up. Also, Cassandra Wilson sings deep blues, Bob Wills' Texas Playboys boogie with twin guitars, and Jerry Lee Lewis gives us his meditation on solar mythology. We'll start off back in Jason Moran's ancestral homeland, the Cane River in northwest Louisiana, where Creoles were the landowners. Jump blues shouter Jimmy Witherspoon is joined by Texas guitar man T-Bone Walker to tell the tale on American Roots.
And everything belong to me. I'm going back to Cane River, down Louisiana way. Back to Cane River, that's where I'm going to in the yard, hogs in the pen, cows in the pasture, and corn in the bin. I'm going back to Cane River, down Louisiana way. Back to Cane River, that's where I'm going.
Well, I ain't no fool, I'm cool, I know the
jazz bassist Charles Mingus leading the band on the tune Jelly Roll, 1959. Before that, another fine horn section backing Houston blues guitarist and singer Albert Collins, If You Love Me Like You Say. Our guest, jazz pianist Jason Moran of Houston, is coming up. He's a fan of the blues, and especially jazz, a la Duke Ellington. Heard here with a trio, 1953. Dancers in Love on American Roots. Floyd Dixon, the piano man from Marshall, Texas, self-proclaimed as Mr. Magnificent. They're singing and playing all about the big town, the Houston Jump. Between Floyd Dixon and Duke Ellington, we have some of the piano legs under virtuosic player and composer Jason Moran. More about that when American Roots returns.
We will get you right back to more from American Roots here on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We received support from the 17th annual Community Connect, Thursday, September 18th from 11 to 3 at Yanmar Arena in Grand Rapids, featuring over 50 social service agencies providing information on housing, energy, county assistance, and more. All are welcome. More info can be found by dialing 211. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KEXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. The Virginia Public Library offers a genealogy assistance program the second Thursday of the month at 4 p.m. Whether you are just starting out or fine-tuning your research, all are welcome. Now more from American Roots.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. And this is James P. Johnson's You've Gotta Be Modernistic, interpreted by Houston native and jazz adventurist Jason Moran. Gotta Be Modernistic describes Jason Moran's approach to music. Growing up in the 80s, his teenage hands were required to learn Mozart and Brahms, but his ears were devouring the rhythms of hip-hop. The joys of jazz and blues piano came to him from his father's cousin, a professional blues musician from Chicago.
A lot of kind of how I thought piano was cool came from my cousin Tony Lorenz. When they would come to town with Albert King, he'd come by the house and he'd sit at the piano and he'd play this barrel house blues stuff. And I was like, wow, that doesn't sound like Brahms. And also he looked like he was having fun playing piano. So I was like, well, can you show me some of this stuff? And that was kind of like the first seed of figuring out that the piano could do many things other than play classical pieces.
Prior to Texas, I understand you've got some family background in, Northwest Louisiana, the Cane River area, famed for the Creoles of color, landed free people of color before the Civil War. You touch on it with a tune that you've got called Gentle Shift South.
Right. I mean, at that time, I was really searching for ways to embed my cultural history into my music. And within jazz and most instrumental music, you have to be like almost like Looney Tunes to be able to compose a piece of music that is really literal and that an audience will understand exactly what is happening when. But, you know, I'm a different kind of composer, so rather than having to kind of imagine what my grandparents sound like, why not actually just put their voices within the music?
Z-A-R-A-D-A. Rochelle. Rochelle. Anthony, but it's from Tony. Always put Anthony Tony in there. Raymond Joseph.
What they're doing is just naming a bunch of relatives that go back four and five generations. And it's wonderful to perform that song, you know, especially within Europe, because I don't think Europeans really get to hear country people talk. And it's, you know, and I love my grandparents' accents, both of them.
Beltran, B-E-L-T-R-A-N-D. Oh, Angelina Sharpe. Beltran's mom and daddy died when I was a little kid.
We've got a great recording from 2005 called Same Mother, as in jazz and blues from the same mother. What's the intent of saying that?
Well, you know, there's a stigma between jazz musicians and blues musicians. You know, and I remember being in college, and people would kind of, myself included, would kind of make fun of the blues as like, okay, that, you know, if you just do this, you know, then that's playing the blues. And Of course, we didn't understand the depth of what that music is historically and musically. But as I got older, I was like, oh my goodness, what is profound about this music and, say, a Lightnin' Hopkins who's from Houston is how pointed the material is. And so I just chose to use it kind of as a thesis about how I think profound that music is and it as a byproduct of slavery as well. You know, there's this great quote of Zora Neale Hurston, and somebody asked her, well, would you rather there be slavery or would you rather there be no slavery? And she said, well, I'd have to ask that slavery exists, because if there was no slavery, then there would be no me. And I think it's a profound way to look at that history. It's strange, but it's also...
Yeah, it's a paradox, and yet there is the great creative art that comes out of it and the self that comes from it.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Monk for a minute. You recorded Monk's Crepuscule with Nelly. Your arrangement's different, of course. Where are the elements from Monk in there, and how did you make something that's so different and still Monk?
The way Thelonious Monk plays the piano is, when he plays his melodies, he plays these kind of counter melodies as too, which usually come in the guise of either playing these chords that answer the melody. And these counter melodies are very short, usually these little descending figures or ascending figures. And I thought, well, let's just put the counter melodies together and see what that is. And that's kind of how it started. I realized this was kind of like a cut and splice technique, but it was also kind of a technique I'd seen an artist named Rachel Whiteread use, who does sculptures based on negative space. And I thought, let's look at the negative space of a Thelonious Monk melody. And so I cut it up, you know, and loop it and groove it and blues it and keep it moving. And then we play the melody at the end and then it's over.
I see a fair amount of Ellington here. Where did you find Duke, and how do you understand Duke's role in your work?
Well, Duke, you know, I always think of him as one of the great mentors of Thelonious Monk. When I was listening to so much Thelonious Monk, and then I found my way to Duke Ellington, I was like, oh. Well, Duke is older, so clearly some of this sound comes from Duke Ellington, so let's listen to more. You know, I mean, he's such an icon in so many ways, but also so attached socially to his environment. He's attached politically, he's attached musically, and that kind of figure is the type of figure that I strive to be. So Ellington is this North Star that you can really align your career to. Listen to the record with John Coltrane. I mean, you're really going to think you're going to hear John Coltrane and Duke Ellington and Elvin Jones? Like, it's quite a move, you know? Or the record with Max Roach and Charles Mingus. Like, you know, like he's in the contemporary conversation too. He never let that contemporary conversation leave him in the dust.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer, and we're talking to the jazz pianist Jason Moran about his life, music. You dug into Burt Williams' sound, the old vaudevillian, and I guess some people would regard him as a minstrel man on Old Babies, kind of hidden in the last track of the recording 10.
Yeah, this is a byproduct of working with a great visual artist, Glenn Ligon. And one day, I think he said, have you heard these songs by Burt Williams? And I hadn't. And so I put these pieces on and was attracted to the song Nobody, and which became a huge hit at the turn of the 20th century. I chose that piece because it's also a piece with a conflicted history to a contemporary African-American performer. You know, well, how do I feel playing Nobody in front of an audience? I would play the song, and then I would play the, you know, over the loudspeakers, I would play the original version of Burt Williams singing it too, because I wanted the audience not to just hear my kind of version of the song, but I want them to hear the original version and to really listen to what is the sound of 1906, you know? And let's put it in our minds today.
Oh, until I get something somebody sometime. Oh, never do nothing for nobody no time.
You seem to have as much a love of making things modern and the future as you do respecting the past. Where do you think you're able to bring those worlds together in your music and your
art? I mean, I might say something like that is as simple as knowing my grandfather and grandmother, or knowing my parents, and also knowing people, Jackie Byard and, you know, Andrew Hill and Henry Threadgill and Steve Coleman. I mean, all of these vanguard musicians that I've been able to meet over the years. Everyone considers the history as part of their travels, and they continue to move it forward. They don't stop. Sam Rivers doesn't stop, and that is inspiring, and it's a challenge to do it. But if we consider all the great things that have happened before, then that'll help, you know, kind of inform us for the next step to take.
Jason Moran, thanks for sharing your life at home, on the road, in music, and your art on American Roots.
Thank you.
Jason Moran and Bandwagon with saxophone great Sam Rivers on Rivers' composition, Earth Song. Jason Moran also plays some earthy and ethereal blues here in support of Cassandra Wilson for an Elmore James classic on American Roots.
Getting up soon in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. Getting up soon in the morning, and I believe I'll dust my broom. Boyfriend, that girl that you've been loving, she can have my room. I'm gonna write me a letter, I'm gonna telephone every town I knew. Said I'm gonna write me a letter, and I'm gonna telephone every town I know. Well, if he ain't in West Helena, he must be in East Monroe. Mm-hmm, I don't want no man. that's every downtown girl he sees. I don't want no man who wants every downtown girl that he sees. Well, he's a no good donkey. They shouldn't allow him on the streets. Hey, hey, hey. Philippine Islands, y'all. He must be in Ethiopia somewhere. He must be in Ethiopia somewhere. If my good man's over there, I'm gonna come over to China, see if my good man's over there. Well, if he ain't on the Philippine Islands, huh, he must be in Ethiopia somewhere.
Tu me comptes des montrues. Ça casse mon cœur, cher petit. Chaque qui brille, c'est pas l'autre. La bonne amour est de la trouver. Et j'ai trouvé dans la mauvaise brouillère. Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Et où t'as été hier au soir, bon? When you tell me lies, it breaks my heart, sugar babe. All that shines is not gold. Good love is hard to hold. And I found out in the worst way, every day is not the same. So where were you last night, boy? night, boy. Said you were there when I passed by. Don't lie to me. Where were you last night? Oh, you weren't there when I passed by. You see, I find out in a worse way. Every day is not the same. Et quand il me démontre. Bon amour et tu l'as trouvé. Et j'ai trouvé dans la mauvaise manière. Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Oh, oh, loulou-loulou-tou-tou. Loulou-loulou-tou-tou.
Carol Fran from Lafayette, Louisiana at the piano, singing Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Every day is not the same. Carol Fran once played everywhere from Bourbon Street to Tijuana and made great Swamp Blues 45 RPM records for years. That tune was from the Benefit album, Our New Orleans, made just after Hurricane Katrina. And we'll be back with bluesy country and jazzy blues from Texas when American Roots returns.
KEXE means a lot to people, including our member services manager, Heather Johnson.
Had a little baby. He never stopped screaming for 2 years. He has since substituted that for talking nonstop. But those first
shout out to Alex.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. Great kid, terrible baby. There was a lot of screaming, not much sleeping. So the radio was like constantly like my friend. Like, oh my gosh, thank goodness the morning show is on. And, oh, now there's somebody playing great music and everything. And it was just such a relief. And then I was working from home at that point, so I wasn't going into the office and seeing adults anyway. So it was just nice to hear adult voices, you know what was going on in this new town and know what we could do, like what I could take this little screaming thing to.
We need your support now. Go to KEXE.org. I'm Heidi Holton. Thank you for being a part of this community.
I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots, rolling around Texas in song and sound for a few, beginning with Taj Mahal and the Pointer Sisters, Texas Woman Blues.
Wish I was in Texas, moving on a steady road.
Moving.
I wish I was in Texas, moving on a steady road.
Moving.
You know I love that fine-looking Texas woman to satisfy my very soul. You know my baby sweet as honey,
sweet
from the honeybee.
Sweet, sweetie.
You know my
sweet,
baby sweet,
sweet
as honey.
Sweet, sweetie.
Sweet from
sweet,
the honeybee.
Sweet, sweetie.
Ain't nothing else to sing of in my life. Ooh, she be so nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Lordy, ain't no use to worry. Ain't no use to moan. Lord, ain't no use to worry. Ain't no use to moan. You know the way I love that woman, I just can't stand to leave alone. Drives old as sun.
love for 10 women, but the one woman on my mind, she don't treat me like no stranger. She treat me nice and kind. She don't worry about the neighbors, cause they might not like what they see. She could care less about what they're saying. She's a woman and she's absolutely free. I wish I was down in Texas swinging on a steady roll. I love that San Antonio woman to satisfy my soul. Señorita Delio, escucha mi canción. I love that fine, fine Texas woman to satisfy my soul. Dip dip dee 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 dee.
Small town. Texas bar. Pay I've been receiving wouldn't string my old guitar. I was halfway through the last set and halfway out the door when Rose came waltzing up to me and asked for just one more. She said she liked my music and wondered if I mind stopping by her place tonight if I had the time. Something in a soft song, a body lonesome soul, reminded her of a better times. My sweet, sweet Texas Rose, Texas Rose. I'll be gone, and it's not uncommon for a jukebox to close a club alone. I decided that her offer could not be beat. It was too much for a country boy with dancing feet.
Gapemouth Brown with Louisiana Creole roots. He grew up in Orangefield, Texas, the oil patch. Our late friend Gapemouth played guitar and fiddle, loved Cajun and country music, blues and jazz. That was his countryside on Sweet Texas Rose in 1974. Before that, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys the same year on their last session with Bob Wills, Twin Guitar Boogie, played by Eldon Shamblin and Leon McAuliffe. Before we leave Texas behind, I wanted to get one song in from Victoria Spivey. She was born in Houston in 1906, went north to Chicago with her classic blues style and attitude. Any Kind of Man, Victoria Spivey on American Roots.
Daddy, there's a big change in your life. Why you don't treat me like you should a wife? Why you stay out all night and you don't come home for days? Oh, but Daddy, you know that isn't right. And now I've changed my ways. Well, you drag me around until I lost my pride. And when I lose you, I'll be satisfied. Oh, 'cause any kind of man will be better than you. If he got one leg, that'll be all right. Just so he bring that one leg home to mama every night. Any kind of man will be better than you. Well, I tried being good. I meant to live like I should. That didn't matter to you. Now my good days are done. Man, I'm having my fun. Don't care what I do. Oh, I'm really glad I found you out in time. I mean to get me a good man while I'm in my prime. Oh, 'cause any kind of man will be better than you. Thank you. didn't matter to you. Now my good days are done. Man, I'm having my fun. Don't care what I do. Lord, I'm really glad I found you out in time. I mean to get me a good man. Ain't I in my prime? Oh, 'cause any kind of man will be better than you.
Oh, well, an old man ain't nothing in the USA. I said an old man ain't nothing in the USA. In the Orient, where the old man is the wise man, all the people kowtow when the old man walked by. But in the USA, where the young man knows how to wheel and deal, the young man got that sex appeal, the young man is the man of the hour. 35 years of purchasing power, and an old man today ain't nothing in the USA.
I'd like to thank the late Jerry Lee Lewis, wherever he may be in the cosmos, for playing and singing Lucky Old Son. And the late Mose Allison's song, Old Man Blues, those genius pianists and singers from Louisiana and Mississippi, respectively, bringing a melancholy and meditative end to this hour. American Roots is produced at Tulane University School of Liberal Arts here in New Orleans. Our team included Kauri Maeyama, the late Bill Deputy, Lydie Cook, Garrett Pittman, and Dave Van Dusen. To hear American Roots' archive of programs and interviews over the last 25 years, our website is AmericanRoots.org. Roots is spelled R-O-U-T-E-S. It's also the place to go to support the program, which we all appreciate. The program is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
There is another hour of American Roots coming up right here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. After American Roots, On the River today at 1, Shiro's at 3, and History of Jazz with Paul Kivi is at 4 o'clock. Find the latest Up North report at KAXE.org. News from our region. Hear it on The Morning Show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or as a podcast. Is there news in your region?